Welcome to A Kindred Moment with Cheryl Giesbrecht.
I've got to remember to tell Paul, I thought. My daughter-in-law Megan's face glowed. She's now great with child. And I listened intently as she excitedly explained the preparations for the baby's birth. And then it dawned on me, oh yeah, Paul's not here. He's in heaven with Jesus. October 17, 2009 was the day Paul was promoted to heaven, the day that everything changed. On the five-year anniversary of the death of Pastor Paul Giesbrecht, I've decided to spend the rest of my life remembering. Zig Ziglar says, grief is the last act of love we have to give those we loved. Where there is deep grief, there is deep love. I want to remember our life together, and I've learned how thoroughly I loved Paul and continue to love him even in his death. And you might ask, how can this be since you're remarried? Well, just because I'm married again doesn't mean that my love for Paul ended. His physical life on earth ended. I know he's alive and well in heaven. I loved our life together. We had 28 years of fun family times and fruitful ministry opportunities. Biologically, we had two great kids, Sarah and Ben. Grief is described as emotion-filled change, intense emotional suffering. It's taken from a Latin verb meaning burden, and my memories involve me bearing the burden of grief. Although Paul is not physically with us, I have fond and cherished memories of our life together. These recollections keep that part of Paul's life contributions vibrant, and his legacy is revealed in many, many ways.
Thank you for joining author, speaker, radio personality Cheryl Giesbrecht for A Kindred Moment. For information on Cheryl's ministry or her book, Get Back Up, Trusting God When Life Knocks You Down, go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.